Nu'aym in a collection called Al-Hilya, and it has a reasonable chain of narration narrated to us by Abu Dharr al-Ghifari. And this is a heavy hadith, so embrace yourself a little bit. This is the theme is the unlawfulness of harm. And as I have explained a number of times over the last maybe 600 khatiras over the last 3 years, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's words are always very well chosen. They're very precise, articulate. They're very kind and tender. They're very tender. They're not heavy. Very rarely does he use heavy words. But when he does it to spark a little bit of interest in you and maybe some extra attention to what he's talking about, alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he is like someone who's always speaking in a certain tone, and then they change it for a moment, it's just so that you to grasp your attention for a second. So he's always very tender in his words, alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes he'll use a very heavy word just to get you to pay attention. And in this hadith, it's one of those heavy ones. At least I think it is. Maybe you don't feel it, but I think it's one of them. And I think he uses this term, the words he uses, because of the fact that harm is just such a big problem. And this is what he said, alayhi salatu qala, alayhi salatu wasalam, man aadha al-muslimina fi turuqihim qad wajabat alayhi la'natuhum. The person who harms Muslims in their roads, turuqihim, meaning as they go and back and forth to their jobs or to buy and sell. Meaning, the road is seen as a place where you are out of your element. You're not in your house. You're not protected. You're en route, and you're basically in limbo for a little bit. And you need the road to be safe. You need it to be clean so that you can get there safely. You can't have people sitting around there watching you leave and watching your wife and watching your children and it's very unsettling when people are harming you on the roads. We don't have that problem as much here in this country, but if you live back in the Middle East, you know this. So the Prophet ﷺ would say, the person who harms Muslims on their turuq, on their ways to places, or they put garbage on the road, so the road smells like a laboratory, or it looks like you're walking into a mazbala, it's so dirty, or people who actually harm people on the way. A lady is going somewhere and she has to hear comments, or someone is going somewhere and has to hear comments, or someone has to be looking in a way that is not appropriate, or watching what they bought, or making them feel uncomfortable about themselves. فَقَدْ وَجَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ لَعْنَتُهُمْ. Meaning this person is deserving of the damnation of the Muslims upon them. Meaning this person is deserving. If the Muslims are to say لَعْنَتُ اللَّهِ, he's deserving of it. And they wouldn't. But if they were to do it, this person deserves it. Deserves for Muslims to say la'natullahi, may Allah damn them, may Allah curse them, because it's. But what's the harm? Again, every example I've given you so far, aside from the hadith of yesterday, that's a monumental hadith. All the types of harm the Prophet has pointed out are لا يتناجثنا دون الثالث, right? Don't two people whisper and the third person listen? Someone who's walking up, going through groups of people who are praying, putting his trying to get up front. What's the harm in all this stuff? What's the real harm? It's very simple. It's really nothing, right? It's not. Yeah, it is. It is. That's the whole point. The whole point is he's saying, "I Islam, yeah, it is." I saw the same thing. It surely is. This is real harm. It means a lot. Do not do it. It's a big deal. It's not something simple. No. Who told you it's simple? Who told you that that hurting people's feelings and hurting their integrity and disrespecting them is something simple? It's not something simple. It's a big deal, and you'll be held accountable for it. So if you throw garbage on the road that Muslims walk on, or you sit there and you stare at people, prying into their private lives, this is harm. And this is something worthy of their damnation upon you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah protect us all. This is how he valued the sanctity of human life, of human integrity, and of human well-being. This is how he valued it, alayhi salatu wasalam. If we truly believe in him, we have to value it the same way. And there's no other way to understand what he's explaining here, alayhi salatu wasalam, aside from that. يَرْوِي الْإِمَامُ الطَّبَرَانِيُّ فِي الْكَبِيرُ وَأَبُو نُعَيْمٍ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ بِسَنَدٍ حَسَنٍ عَنْ أَبِي ذَرٍ الْغِفَارِيِّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ آذَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي طُرُقِهِمْ فَقَدْ وَجَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ لَعْنَتُهُمْ صَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك